State Senator Greg Raser of Kansas City joining Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson, and Senator Raser will be participating in the bill signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect gay and interracial marriages in federal law. Senator Raser, thanks for joining us. How did you receive, how did it come to be that you received this invitation to the bill signing?
You know, I was hoping you could tell me. It was quite a surprise. This is not something that you get every day, especially, you know, someone who grew up in Cooter, Missouri, down in Pemiscot County. Not something that happens on a daily basis to be invited to the White House. But it's such an honor, and for such a historic bill, you know, protecting, you know, both interracial and same-sex marriages, protecting love is an important thing, especially in this day and age. And so I'm honored to be a part of it.
Wow. So it's not like you asked to be invited. That's so this came to you as a surprise then, huh?
It did. You know, I don't know if they, my guess is they looked around the country, looked at, you know, state legislators, mayors, that sort of thing. And I am the only openly gay member of the Missouri Senate, only the second in our state's history. And I guess that's how I got it. So I may be representing the state of Missouri as far as I know. I don't know of anyone else going.
Okay. So. That was going to be one of my other questions, is if you know anyone else from Missouri who's going.
No. So. And I'm sure there will be someone, but not that I know of. Okay. So maybe I'll find out tomorrow at the White House.
So when is the bill signing?
The bill signing will be sometime after 3:30 Eastern time, so 2:30 here in Missouri, probably 3:30. I think everybody can watch it on C-SPAN. I'm sure it will get some news coverage. It was very exciting to see this passed with bipartisan support in both chambers of Congress, getting it to the president's desk. This is a big moment. I think they're expecting a big crowd. The hope is to have this event outdoors, if I'm not mistaken. And so that'll be exciting.
And my understanding is that this is the third LGBTQ bill in history to receive congressional approval. The last one, I think, being in 2010, it repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which had to do with forcing service members to conceal their sexual orientation. So it's been like 12 years since the last LGBTQ bill passed at the federal level.
You know, it has been, and I've got to say I'm quite honored. We were able to bring a guest, and I am very good friends. A handful of your listeners are going to recognize this name, but I'm bringing a very dear friend of mine, Danny Roberts, to the event, and he was on the television show The Real World back in the New Orleans season, and became kind of an accidental advocate because he had a boyfriend who was in the military, and they had to conceal his identity when the boyfriend would show up for a visit. And it kind of put Danny in the spotlight when he wasn't asking for it, to be the face of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And so it's quite an honor to get to bring him to be part of this event and celebration. And but yeah, it's been a long time since we've had something like this. Sadly, I don't know if we've ever had a moment like this in the state of Missouri. You know, we still can't get our legislature to say you can't fire someone simply because you think they might be LGBT, or you can't evict someone from their apartment just because you think they might be LGBT. We can't even get our legislature to do that, which is very sad. It would be a wonderful day to have something like this in the governor's office right here in Missouri.
Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler made comments during floor debate on this bill. She called the bill misguided and dangerous. She said she wants to protect religious liberty, people of faith, and Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. What do you think about her comments?
You know, I think Vicki has built her career on being sort of the most homophobic person in any room that she walks into. She started her U.S. Senate campaign with an ad telling Missourians how transphobic she is. And she came in, what, third, fourth in the Republican primary. So I think the days of Anita Bryant-style politics are over, thankfully, hopefully. You know, she called it dangerous. I would ask her, what is it about me that you find so dangerous? What is it about, you know, Clarence Thomas and his wife that you find dangerous? That's part of this bill. This is very personal. And as far as religious freedoms go, today, any church, any preacher, pastor, priest can refuse to marry anyone for any reason. They have the right to marry, not the obligation to. And nothing changes about that. No one is forced to perform a gay wedding if they don't want to, if you're a priest. Just like they could refuse to marry two Southern Baptists. None of that changes. And, you know, I mean, if you don't want to be gay married, then don't get gay married. So this doesn't change anything for anybody except for the people who now have the right to love and be in that kind of committed relationship and get those state sanctioned benefits immediately. You know, there's thousands of kind of legal connections that take place when you sign that document. And those now take place immediately instead of having to hire attorneys and figure out the maze of benefits, some of which you just can't get without being married. So this is a very big deal.
State Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City joins Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. Senator Razor will be participating in the bill signing of the Respect for Marriage Act on Tuesday, which would protect gay and interracial marriages in federal law. Can you share your coming out story?
Oh, wow.
If you want to.
Yeah, the actual I don't know if people understand just how intense of a process that is. So I represent the heart of Kansas City, downtown, midtown, the plaza, and the neighborhoods to the south. It's a progressive community. This is not where I grew up. I grew up on a cotton farm outside of a town of around 400 people in Penobscot County in the Boot Hill, in a evangelical church. It was a tough place to grow up being closeted and feeling alone and different. My senior year in high school, I was suicidal, like so many LGBT teens are. And thankfully, I got a great scholarship to go to Mizzou. And while there, on February the 26th, 1999, at 12:06 a.m., I remember because I was staring at a digital clock when I said it, I told the first person ever that I was gay. And a weight lifted off of my shoulder. And the next week, I told another person. And I think by the end of the month, all of my friends in college knew. And I was free for the first time. And I don't know if I can explain that to non-LGBT people. But think about going home for the holidays that are coming up. And you can't bring your significant other. You can't talk about your significant other. You have to pretend like that person doesn't exist. Or you're still in the closet and you're 44 and you're single and you have to make up excuses for why you're single. Your whole life becomes a lie. Your whole life becomes a secret. You can't share with your family. You can't be close to your family because you don't want them to know if you're in the closet. But once you're out, there is a freedom to that that is absolutely indescribable. I do love the story. The first person I told was my best friend who happens to live in D.C., and I'll get to see while I'm there for the signing. But we were sitting in our very poorly decorated college apartment, and I I told him I was gay, and there was a moment of kind of stunned silence, and he said, I have two questions for you. And the first question was if I was in love with him, which I was not. And the second question, as he looked around the apartment, he said, you know, if you're gay, then why isn't this apartment decorated better than this? And it was just a funny moment, and one I'll never forget, because it told me nothing had changed. He was still my best friend, and it's still my best friend to this day.
Do you still have poor decorating skills, or have those become better?
I still have the poor decorating skills. If that's, you know, it's kind of a stereotype that that's just a gene that we gays are born with. I didn't get that one. I wish I did.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your story. It's a powerful
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. You know what? Every LGBT person you meet has a story, and most are just as powerful. Our community is so strong, and we have our faults and our problems like every other community, but every single LGBT person that you meet has a coming out story that is typically difficult, much more difficult than mine. It makes us strong people. It scars us in a way. But it makes us strong people and a strong community when we need to be. I'm very proud of each and every person for coming out.
Anything else you want to mention about this this bill, this topic?
Yeah, you know, on this bill, I obviously want to thank Congressman Cleaver and Congresswoman Bush for their votes, but in particular, Representative Wagner and Senator Blunt. For being part of that bipartisan nature and standing up for what's right. You know, this issue was highly divisive 20 years ago. I think people have just grown comfortable with LGBT people by and large. We're in every single family. We're going to be at every single holiday gathering, and people know it now, and it's not that big of a deal. We're not the boogeyman people once thought we were. And while there's still a faction of society that, you know, there's a lot of anger and animosity and hatred towards us, those numbers are dwindling. And I want to thank, in particular, Representative Wagner and Senator Blunt. I know those were tough votes for them with the base of their party, but history is going to look back on them kindly for that vote.
All right, State Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.